You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play? Boys Against the Goals with Dom and Jeremy!
Yeah! Let's play the game. Let's meet the players.
What's up, players?
They are players.
What up, players?
I don't know. Ron, are you a player?
I'm a player.
Yeah, okay. He's a player. You sound convincing.
I'm a player.
Yes, sir.
Says that on your business card, right? Ron.
Player.
Player. But it's got to be spelled P-L-A-Y-U-H. That's the way it is.
Player.
Player.
Ron, what do you do for a living, buddy?
Well, I'm on my way to a job interview right now.
Oh. For what?
Oh, just going for factory work right now. I used to be a prison guard. The prison shut down up in Burlington, so it knocked me out of a job.
Oh, man.
I think we're going to send you some really good juju, right? The vibes are coming your way, right? You're going to get this job.
Yes.
Yeah. The lease is going down.
Oh, Lisa's going down. Jeez,
wow.
Ron.
Wow. You're feisty. Good vibes, and you're like, no, bad vibes.
Wow. Let's bring her on. Lisa, man. Lisa, did you hear that?
I think I heard that.
And what is your retort?
He doesn't know me very well.
Well, we want to get to know you better. What do you do, Lisa?
Well, I wear a couple of hats. I'm a realtor. But I also drive a handicap van, which I'm doing right now.
Dad, you're a good human.
Right on.
But I just can't get the image of you wearing two hats out of my head.
Yeah, no, two hats.
Like what two hats? Like a cowboy hat and like a party hat.
One has a big feather coming out of it.
All right.
Maybe a beret.
A beret and a cowboy hat.
It's so funny. When we were out of town, there was a guy at the restaurant where Gretchen and I were eating. And he was wearing a beret.
Oh, no.
And it was tilted to one side.
Oh, no. Did you go over there and shove him down?
No, I asked Gretchen. I said, let me ask you, how would I look in a beret?
Single.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so we got two good players on the line, Lisa versus Ron. Here's the way it works. Jeremy will ask Lisa some stereotypical boy questions. Shannon is going to lob a few girl questions at Ron. Best out of three will win, and we'll head off to La Pie
French toast
for some delicious breakfast or le brunch. We appreciate La Pie helping us with this. If we're tied after three questions, we go to sudden death overtime. We also alternate. Who goes first? Yesterday, the girls went first. Today, it's the boys. So Ron is up.
All right, Ron. Who is Blake Shelton's significant other?
Like Gwen Stefani.
That's right.
Yeah. Bring it, Ron.
That is right.
Look at Ron.
Yeah. I don't know if they're married or not. I tried to Google it.
I don't think they are.
Okay. Okay. Good talk.
But I'll tell you what, Jeremy and I have major hots for Gwen Stefani.
She's
so do
pretty.
I.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
I kind of like Blake Shelton, too.
All right, back to Lisa.
Blondie.
All right, Ron, settle down.
I might have to take back what I said about you getting that job.
You just settle down, Ron. All right there, Two Hat Lisa. What car company makes the X5 and the X6?
The BMW.
Woo! Wow.
Two good players. They're both good.
Stylish.
Back to Ron.
Ron, who is playing Genie in the 2019 live-action version of Aladdin?
Whoa. Uh-oh.
Take a guess.
It's Will Smith, you
Will
guys.
Will Smith.
Yeah.
It's the Fresh Prince, man. All right, back to Lisa.
Lisa, what was the final record for the Broncos this season? I need wins. I need losses.
Take a guess.
No, 6-10.
They weren't as bad as 4-12. But
ouch. Still pretty bad.
Still bad. Still a losing record. 2 years in a row with a losing record.
I know. What's that
all
about?
We're spoiled here in Denver. We don't put up with that.
We need some wins.
Back to Ron.
Okay, Ron. Diamonds, Umbrella, and Love on the Brain are all songs by what artist?
Beyonce. I don't even know.
No, that's a good guess, though.
At least she guessed.
It's Rihanna.
Rihanna.
We play a lot of that.
Must be love on love the brain.
Or Umbrella. Ella.
Ella.
A.
Oh, yeah.
Ella. Oh, yeah. He knows that Umbrella song.
Yeah. Guys, listen. If Lisa gets this, she wins the game.
Ooh.
If she misses it, we go to sudden death overtime. What do you got, Jeremy?
The M1 Abrams is what type of military vehicle?
A Humvee?
No.
No.
That's a tank.
It's a big old tank.
Big old tough tank.
Oh. Dang it, my husband's in the military.
Oh, come on.
Really?
Come on!
It was a few years ago. I got to go down to Colorado Springs and go to one of the bases there, and they let me drive a tank for about 20 minutes. And then what I said was, I said, can I shoot it? I mean, really, if you're going to drive a tank, you want to shoot
the
damn
thing. Yeah, you do.
But they told me, this is a fun fact for everybody, they said, in like peacetime and stuff like that, to fire a round from a tank, you've got to go through all this paperwork. They got to fill it like 20 forms. They're like, no, we're not going to let you do that.
Yeah.
Or they might maybe just didn't trust me.
There is that too.
We're going to sudden.
See if you can get a ride in an F-16.
Yeah, I would like to do that too. I want to go in one of those fighter planes.
That'd be fun.
Let them turn me upside down and everything.
Yeah, no, they do that.
I know. That's what I'm saying. We want to go do it.
Make it happen for us,
set
Lisa.
Set it up for us, Lisa. Oh. If you set it up for us, Jeremy will give you an easy question.
Yeah. Right. What's your favorite color?
We're in sudden death overtime. First one to get one right will win, and Ron is up to bat.
Hey, Ron, Blossom, Bubbles, and Buttercup are the names of what animated trio?
What?
Oh.
You know this. He said it after the buzzer.
Yeah, he said it after.
It was after.
From the buzzer.
But it is the Powerpuff Girls.
It was at the buzzer.
It was after.
I think it was after.
Had sounded.
Yeah, because I could hear you crystal clear, so that's how I know it was after.
Don't cross Shannon, whatever you do.
Sorry,
don't try
Bubbles.
Me wrong.
Gotta be faster. But you're still alive. Lisa may not get this.
Lisa, I need to know what car company touts their EcoBoost engines?
Toyota.
No.
She said it with authority, though.
Ford has the EcoBoost.
Back to Ron. Are we going to get... You know, it's funny. They both got their first question, and then they've since missed three in a row.
Kind of fizzled out now, hasn't it?
Yeah. We started out being really impressed with you guys.
Not anymore.
Back to Ron.
Ron, who is Ryan Reynolds married to?
I don't know that one. Oh, my God.
Oh, she's so pretty.
Blake Lively.
Oh. I don't know.
You don't know Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds?
Look him up.
I know Ryan Reynolds, but I don't know Blake Lively.
She's a babe.
They're one of the cutest couples ever because they're both snarky.
Mm-hmm.
They poke fun at each other publicly all the time. I love it. All right, Lisa could win it here, maybe.
Lisa, incline, decline, and close grip are all types of what workout?
What?
Huh? Those are push-ups.
Dang it.
Push-up styles.
Oh.
Incline, decline, and close grip.
I was doing all three of them this morning before work.
One-handed, too.
Uh-huh, and on a
one
bench.
Arm. With me sitting on his back.
That's right. It was over a pit of alligators.
And that was before we even started. Yeah.
It was on a plank over a pit of alligators.
Just cracking yourselves up. Nobody else.
We
is
are.
Laughing.
It's so funny.
Listen, Jeremy and I come to work each day to entertain ourselves. And if other people are, it's just a bonus.
Over alligators. Come on.
Come on. Get the visual.
Okay, where are we?
Ron needs to get one here.
We're in the game that never ends.
You know? What celeb, think celebs, has come out with perfumes shaped like a peach and cherry emoji?
Oh.
A peach and cherry
emoji.
Did you say cannoli? Say a celebrity.
Dior.
Dior is not a celebrity.
No.
It's Kim Kardashian.
It's a Kardashian.
Dior.
I don't keep up with them.
That's not a person.
I don't keep up with them.
Ron, why did you call to play Boys Against the Girls? You're supposed to know girl stuff.
You just laugh.
Lisa, please win this game.
Lisa.
Because we want to move on.
We have other things to do.
Jeremy's got a family to raise.
All right.
I don't have any of the girl questions either. So.
It's all right. All right. So here we go, Lisa. The Dude Abides is a quote from what movie?
The Dude Abides.
Come on.
Hurry.
Oh, no. Oh, no. It's the Big Lebowski.
I knew that.
You know, this rug really brings the room together.
Yes, it's one of the greatest movies.
I knew it. I pictured it.
Yeah, you're the dude.
You're the dude, Ron. Let's dude. Hurry up, dude.
This game went so long, our music ran out.
I know. Okay. Back to Ron. Can you name the two sisters in the Disney movie Frozen?
Yeah, Ella and...
Oh, it's already...
That's already wrong.
It's already wrong.
Ella and Bella almost.
Ella and Bella. No. It's Anna and Elsa.
God, it's alone.
You are... Listen, don't go to this job interview. Turn around and go back home. Okay?
I'm running out of questions.
I know, me too.
Back to Lisa.
Lisa, in the Star Wars movies, who is Princess Leia's dad?
Lisa,
it's like
Star Wars.
Honestly, my head.
Oh my God.
It's Darth Vader.
Darth Vader.
Oh.
There was Chewbacca.
No, it wasn't Chewbacca. Ron.
I think Leia might have had a thing going with
Maybe.
Chewbacca.
Maybe. I mean, she's got a fetish for hairy guys.
Whose turn is it?
I almost need to go get more questions.
Do you have to leave the studio?
I might need to leave the studio. I don't feel like you're going to get any of these. You're not going to get this. I'm going to ask it. What is a curling iron without a clamp called?
Oh, no.
I know. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Think wizard.
I don't know.
Think wizard.
It's a wand.
Do you really have to leave and go get one?
I'm about to have to. I'm very close to.
It's all right. No, this is fun.
I have lost track of how many questions you've each had, but I think it's at least seven. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
I think so.
Back to Lisa. You might have to break out the blinker.
I know. I might have to. Tire pressure is measured in PSI. What does PSI stand for?
Pounds per square inch.
You know,
yes.
We have a
winner!
I gotta go shave again.
Yo, is it Friday? I think we just rolled into Friday.
Good job, Lisa.
I will say this. You're both delightful contestants. Ron, I'm sorry you had to lose today, but are you ready for your medicine?
Yes.
Girls rule.
Again.
Good.
Ron, honestly, good luck with your interview, and thanks for listening to the show, buddy.
Go get him, Ron.
All right, y'all. Have a good day.
See
ya.
Happy New Year.
See you, Ron. Lisa, you are going to La Peep.
Woo!
French toast is in your future. Yeah. And you put the girls up 2-0 for the month of January. So,
cool.
All the ladies listening love you right now. Hold on, all right? They weren't loving her like 2 minutes ago.
I know. No. I can't wait to see the Facebook messages. Because after games like this, everyone's like, what the hell?
We will play again on Tuesday. Boys Against the Girls, right here on the Dom and Jeremy Show.